We're live from Dallas. Oh, no. Where the hell are you at now these days?
I'm in Kansas City. Hello. Welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Moras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
And we are Business Casual with
Pearls of Wisdom
from neither one of our porches.
I think the porch is kind of gone nowadays, it seems like. We've been quite a few episodes into living in our house.
It's the proverbial porch of whatever goes, goes. We can just talk.
Of course. So today, our topic is
taking care of business.
That sounds so energetic. Are you trying not to blow out your speakers?
I've got a little bitty mic and a big voice. I do not need to be screaming anything.
No. You know, sometimes you got to take care of business even with the inexpensive headphones.
Yeah, it works. So why did we choose this topic, taking care of business?
Are you asking me or is that rhetorical?
It's rhetorical. I'm asking you because you are the audience at the moment.
I am. It appears to be anyway.
Well, it's kind of right up your line with all the insurance stuff you do and taking care of business.
Well, it is.
And you talk about it you talk about it all the time, but I thought maybe we should concentrate this talk, this podcast on that today, because it's going to be about you and what you bring and how people can be prepared in business and in life.
Well, I think it's actually perfect. I mean, yes, we all know that I do life insurance. We all know that I do investments, and we try and help families prepare for retirement and making sure that we've got money in the bank for college funds and making sure we've got this and that. We talk about that on a personal basis all the time. Well, on the business side of it, it's kind of interesting because right now, as you know, I am, call it editing or advising on a financial book, which I think is kind of interesting because there's a puppy.
This is Lulu. Hello, world. This is Lulu.
So looking at what I'm working on, it all fits right into because everything that I'm doing is preparing whoever the reader is for their financial success. Now, it's geared around military, but in essence, it actually belongs to all of us. We have to think about prepping for things because, I mean, how many times, I'm sure, Michelle, you can relate to this, how many times do things just up and happen, your spouse is gone, and now what the heck do you do? Because we don't have those expectations. We all think we're inevitable, or not inevitable, what's the word I'm looking for?
Invincible.
Da, 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 da. We all think we're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen. And we think we're prepared, but are we really? These are all good general questions that in reality is a rhetorical question. Are we all prepared?
Yeah,
we have to only answer it ourselves.
Well, that, and even when you think you are prepared, there are always things that are popping up that you aren't prepared for. And that's why it's important to prepare as much as you possibly can in your realm so that all the other things aren't overwhelming. So I'm thinking like when my husband deployed and before he left, he's like, we need to get a power of attorney for you so that you can take care of everything. I said, great, let's do that. We did the power of attorney. And then when he left, there was a hailstorm. And it just took our roof off. The hail took our roof. And when I went and did the inspection and all that to get the roof replaced, went to the bank and the bank said, oh, we don't take those kinds of powers of attorney. And I'm like, what do you mean that kind of power of attorney? I've got a hole in my roof. I mean, the house is in both of our names. It's not like I'm trying to steal anything. I'm trying to fix the house that our names are both on. And they're like, sorry, we won't take that. We won't take that power of attorney. And so it became just this crazy mess because Michael was on his way to like Afghanistan or something. So it wasn't like he was going to get a fax machine or something back then. I mean, it was crazy. So although we were prepared, what we needed wasn't what we got. I mean, and we went through the military sources. So we got what they were going to give us anyways. But
right. The
bank wouldn't take it. I mean, it was months of fighting them to make them accept. Yeah, it was crazy. So although you're prepared, sometimes you're not.
Well, sometimes you're prepared, but you're not always educated on that preparedness because some people give you the wrong information, such as that. Because, military, it's really easy to get a power of attorney. You drive down to the local legal office, which is like, two doors down the street or whatever.
No, it
You
was a
walk in
general
and
power of attorney, and they would not take a general power of attorney.
right. Whether it's a general power, whether it's a financial power, whether it's a health power, it all can make a difference in one way, shape, or form. Power of attorneys are always good, especially if somebody's temporarily absent. But we also have to think about what if they're not temporarily absent? What if they're permanently absent? And I mean that from different directives because we always think of catastrophes. We always think that if the person dies, well, they might be out of pocket in Afghanistan for, as far as military goes, they might be out of pocket for 6 months.
Well, what
They
about me
might
with
as well not even be
my
here.
brain injury? It wasn't catastrophic. I still supposedly had the cognizance, supposedly, to sign things. So what do you do then? I mean, I was gone for 2 years. And so you think about that. It's like, good thing he was on everything that I did because he could access
Right.
it all.
Well, in a spousal situation, it's both sides, both directions. I mean, you're just one example. You're the spouse, but then what if it was been him? Is he on all the bank accounts? Can you access those bank accounts? It's always that question of how can you get things done if one person's not around? And we always laugh about it. I mean, for instance, when my mother-in-law passed away, they say, well, we can't do anything without her. Well, we can't do anything either.
Yeah,
It's kind of,
it's a
and it
catch
happens
22.
all the
It's like,
time.
what
I
are
mean,
you
we see it.
expecting?
Yeah, we see it. What's really crazy is we see it in like car titles, the title for your car, and the person who has passed away is on the title. You go into the DMV and they say, well, we can't sell this car or we can't do anything without their signature.
I am their
They're
signature.
gone. So what do? We go out to our car, we sign the crazy thing, and we go back inside. Here, I just happen to have a copy. I mean, it's crazy how that kind of stuff happens. You would think because of those situations that the DMV in this example, the DMV would be prepared for these type of situations. Oh, here's a form, and you're signing in lieu of, you know what I mean? But I'm sure there's somebody that would. There's always, which is one of the crazy things about rules and regulations and terms and contracts and all this other kind of stuff. There's always somebody who has found the way around the rules. Hence the reason why we have rules.
Well, I was also thinking, I had a friend who he got divorced, married again, and when he passed away, he hadn't changed any of his paperwork. So his first wife got everything, and his new wife was not even a thought. And it wasn't like he did it on purpose. It was a piece of paper he forgot to transfer. It didn't go through, and he didn't catch it. So, I mean, those kind of things are very important to prepare, especially when you have a business like those of us with entrepreneurial businesses. We are one deep. You need to make sure someone else has access to everything you do and the
Well, I
password.
was just having the same conversation with a friend of mine who is actually a client who lives out of country. And he's in the process of divorce. And we're sitting down looking at the beneficiaries on his insurance, the beneficiaries on his investments, the things that are supposed to go to the kids, the things that aren't supposed to go to the almost ex-wife. These are all important things, and his business was part of that discussion. Now that's probably somewhere where I can't answer because I'm not a lawyer or a business lawyer. Because when it comes to your business, who's going to take over your business if you're gone, if you're a sole proprietor? I've heard of things where you can put your house ownership under your business. Well, what happens if you go and now your business has got this, but who has your business? These are all questions that have to be prepared. And if you have minor children as beneficiaries, you then have to have you well, you need to have a trust, or else it goes into a trust and it holds on. And then it goes into probate. It does all kinds of weird, can do all kinds of weird things. And those things I can't speak on because I'm not educated in them, if you will. I just know that it can happen. And if you intend on your, you know, your minor kids to take your $1 million, they can't. And they don't. And if it takes them 6 months or a year to actually get it, you're not prepared, because it has to go through the legal system. You're not prepared. So setting up a trust can be a very wise thing to do, so that the minor children, all of that money can go into a trust, and the minor children will get it when you stipulate they get it.
Well, and they get an executor that will take care of them and all of that.
Right. Who you presumably is not necessarily the ex.
Yeah.
That all depends on your situation, of course, but that's where legal representation and advice comes from.
Yep. But still, go find somebody who knows what they're talking about and ask them, hey, I need help. I need to be prepared for whatever is going to come through my life. In the world, you never know. You just never know. And you need to be ready, especially if you've got a business. You need to be ready with what you're going to do with your business. Who's going to take it over? Can it be taken over? Do people know where all your sites are? Or do you have an assistant that can, you know, let people know? I mean, you need to be prepared for those kind of things. And then when it comes to your personal life, you know, you've got your significant other, your spouse, your eldest child, whatever you want to do, you've got to set something up for the what ifs.
Well, one of the other things that I always find interesting too, and I think about it, but I honestly have to say I'm guilty of not prepping for it. We do a lot of our stuff business-wise and personally. We do a lot of our stuff on like social media. So what happens if you're gone tomorrow? Can your spouse get to your social media and put out a thing saying, yeah, this happened?
You have to leave a legacy. There's a legacy account.
Yeah. How do you do that? Yeah, I know you can do legacy accounts too. Facebook will let you do that now, but they didn't used to. But still, how do you get into this person's account so that you can make an announcement that such and such is gone? I mean, there's people, they die in their 20s, they die in their 30s, they die in their 40s. I mean, it's not like we all get to 60 and it's like, okay, now we have to have everything prepared because you're going to die in six, at, you know, somewhere between 19 or between the age of 60 and 70. Be prepared. No, we don't know that. Things happen way too fast, way too soon, you know? So we say taking care of business. We say, you know, be prepared for things. And if you don't know what those things are, ask. You know, some people know it. Michelle and I have been through this how many times now? I mean, I've had three parents die and, you know, these kind of things. And we're at that age now that all of our friends are going.
You know, don't say that.
Not all of them, but you know what I mean. As we get older, it happens. You know, it's just part of life. It's a thing. So if you're in your 20s, you're invincible, like you said. Mm-hmm. You know, but you still have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for what your future is going to look like, whether it's for money or just for taking care of business. See how I did that?
And with me, I've got a Monty Python line. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. I mean, that's one of the lines from Monty Python.
Yeah.
You know Monty Python?
Not really well. Okay. I'm familiar with Python.
No one expects the worst.
Right.
So.
Well, sometimes it's not always the worst to talk about.
I'm doing it.
What's that?
I'm doing it. I'm eating a potato chip.
You know you're not supposed to eat on camera, right? Mm-hmm. Cheers. We are not sponsored by. However, if you would like to. It's my favorite cup. It fits my coffee pot just right.
Okay. I know, but we just wanted to pop on and make sure that you are thinking about what are you doing? Do you have a plan for your business? Do you have a plan for your family? And what are you doing? We always say, one day I'm going to. Mm-hmm. I believe that when you say one day, it means now.
Well, yeah. Colorado, I mean, I'm looking out the window right now. It's snowing.
Oh, it is.
What if, what's that?
I said, oh, it's snowing.
Yes, it's nothing major today. But what if it decided to dump this afternoon and I didn't have a snow shovel because for whatever reason, I broke it and I don't have a snow shovel. Now what do I do? I mean, it's not a tragic situation. You wait 2 days and it'll all melt. But what if I didn't have a snow shovel because I didn't go replace the one that I broke on the last snowstorm? Those are preparations. Those are taking care of business. And it's not tragic. It's not like you're never going to get another snow shovel. It's just something that you've got to be prepared for because you don't want your visitors, you know, tripping and sliding or falling. I mean, because we look at this.
I'm thinking like during COVID, no one was prepared for COVID because we did not expect that. But there's a point of over preparation. So in COVID, when they said we're locking down, people panicked and bought toilet paper, a lot of toilet paper. And so the thing is sometimes you prepare for the wrong thing. I mean, how many of you, raise your hand if you're guilty, if you still have the toilet paper that you bought during COVID? Because you bought so much.
We went through that by
now. Okay. Well, the thing is people have done that. And they did it with water and they did it with paper towels and things of that. And it's like, what about a lockdown that you must have paper towels? Or what about the lockdown that you must have toilet paper? And so my curiosity was they overprepared for things that didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So make sure when you're preparing for something that actually makes sense. Because right now, there's going to be a blizzard. I need 16 packs of toilet paper because we're having a blizzard. What? Every storm, go into a store and all the water's gone, all the toilet paper's gone, all the hamburgers gone, all the macaroni and cheese is gone. And it's like, no, why those things?
I heard a thing on, I don't know if it was on the local news or where it was at, but it was somebody that made a comment, you know, every day we drink soda and coffee and all these sugary type things or Diet Cokes or whatever the case may be. But then when a disaster comes, we all want water. What's the deal with that?
Because they think they're going to shower with the containers of water. I don't know.
And I don't know. It's like, huge. Oh, we have to have water. We have to have water. But we live our daily lives on minimal amounts of water in most cases. Direct water, of course. You know.
So that's what I was thinking about. He's like, yeah, you prepare, but prepare for what you really need. I need 25 bags of gummy bears. What?
Yeah, when our house gets flooded and we get moved out, make sure you grab the backpack with the gummy bears.
Or in my case, paydays or something like that. You know, you just be logical with your preparedness and go seek out a professional that can help you prepare for whatever it is.
Right.
I like to say, remember those SWOT things that Brian always rolls his eyes. But
we haven't done that one in a long time, so I'm not going to roll my eyes.
Yeah. It's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So in your life, you look at your strengths, you look at your weaknesses, look at the opportunities you have and the threats that are also approaching and may approach. And then you prepare for the threats and you move towards the opportunities, depending on your strengths and your weaknesses.
I was trying to play with the thing. There we go.
Oh.
Say that again.
Nope. I'm not going to repeat.
We'll mess with people's minds as our camera goes back and forth. Now it's really weird looking at you from this perspective.
Oh, really?
There we go.
So that's really it. It's just prepare, but prepare wisely. You don't need to be collecting things because you're in the middle of Colorado and you're collecting boats for a flood. It's probably not going to happen. Unless you're Noah, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, it's really interesting. That's one reason why I love Colorado. We are so landlocked. We don't have to worry about hurricanes and flooding and those kinds of things. Now, if you're up in the mountains, there are incidents of that. However, it's not a regular occurrence where Hurricane Josephine rolls through every week in the springtime or whatever. We don't have major monsoons. All of our weather stuff here is pretty well controlled, if you will. Tornado now and then, you know, one that's heading for Kansas that decided to start here. But other than that.
But I was thinking about that because, you know, going into the mountains, you see a lot of homes in valleys, deep mm-hmm. valleys. And I always think, why would you build there? Because it's a valley, because water came off the mountain through that. And so it's like, you might want to have, you know, flood insurance. And I remember when we bought our house here in out in Colorado, they said, make sure you get flood insurance. And I went, flood insurance? We're at like 9,000 feet above sea level. And they went, oh no, this is a flood zone. And sure enough, like 10 years later, we flooded. I mean, something happened. I think the Black Forest fire happened and we had nothing to catch the water. And it flooded our entire yard. Our basement had water pouring into it. And it's like, wow, I'm really? So glad. Yeah. The golf course back there is a flood zone.
Wow. Like, I had
so,
no idea.
So glad we had flood insurance because our basement flooded at 9,000 feet.
I had no idea that you guys flood. Well, that was 10 years ago, but I had no idea that anybody out here flooded like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty I know cool. My backyard wasn't too, it was pretty shallow as far as that goes, but I didn't have basement problems. So,
yeah, it was crazy because they're like, oh, yeah, you're in a flood zone. You better prepare for that. Every 100 years it floods. And sure enough, we were in there for 100 years. I mean, we were there at that point. It's like, wow. People are like, oh, yeah. It's every 100 years. I won't be here for 100 years. Well, you don't know when that 100 years started. So
this is true. You don't know if you're in year 99 or
yeah.
year two.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, we, I don't know. I don't know if there's much more we can say about, I mean, it's about being prepared. It's
being the Boy Scout thing. Be prepared, be prepared.
Now you sound like, the big blue bear guy. What was the name of the cartoon or the
big blue house or big blue bear?
Yeah, with the big blue bear.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
My kids are old.
What's that?
I said my kids are old. I don't remember.
Oh yeah. Well, what was the little puppy blue puppy dog?
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues. So get a clue. Blue's Clues. Anyway, I'm so off topic right now.
You are. So everyone, thank you for joining us today. And we will come back and see you all next week. And I will be at the Business Leaders Network conference next week, Friday. So we'll see if I can scoot out and jump on a Denim and Pearls Live, or we'll just have to reschedule and do it some weird time on Friday. Might be doing it on Thursday, actually. We'll see.
So what is your schedule? When do you plan on coming back to Colorado?
I don't come back to the 31st of March.
Of March? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's this month. I'm just checking. I'm checking and double checking to make sure I, you know, it's like crazy. You've been all over the place. So you've got what? Just how many more events you got to go in that 2 weeks?
Three
events?
Yeah, so I go to St. Louis and then do an Amplifluence event on the 22nd and then the Business Leaders Network Live.com, you can come see us, is the 23rd to the 25th. And then the morning of the 25th, I fly out to Atlanta for a book launch for Pastor Bola Adepoju. And then that night we do an Amplifluence event with Prentice. His name is Prentice. And he's the host of our Amplifluence event that night. And then the 26th, I jump on an airplane and go to Omaha. And then I will be there for 4 days. And then I come home.
Who would want to go to Omaha?
Me.
I know you like Omaha. You did some time there, didn't you?
I did some great time there. So that is what's going on in my world. I'll be home at the end of the month, and then we will start all anew when I leave again at the mid-April.
Wow. Okay.
You'll be stuck with me for a couple of weeks. Don't worry.
Whew. Thank goodness. Anyway, shall we call it a day?
We'll call it a day. So everyone, be well. Be the best version of you. Be unapologetic. And I don't know. Peace.
Peace.